Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. Monday Madness is in full effect, y'all. I'm your boy GQ, the host with the most. I don't even know what the fuck that stands for, but I said it because it rhymes. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests for one full hour. That's right, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Now, I know you folks is listening, or if you're not listening live, I know y'all listening off the air, because I've been checking the archives. I used to say the archives and shit. The archive? Well, they ain't got no K in it. How the fuck is it an archive? C-H is bitch. You know what I mean? Fucking church. You know, C-H. That's a church. How the fuck is a... Anyway. I've been checking iCars, the archives. Still fucked it up. Anchovies. That's the first word that comes to my head. Just with the arch. Anyway. Fucking, I was checking the archives. I'm seeing, you know, some pretty, you know, super duper numbers. Now, we've been gone for like a good shit. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We was gone for like 4 days straight. So, and we still getting love? That's beautiful. Well, anyway, just for y'all that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I'm seeing people downloading the show in the 160s. Like, one day it was 168, the other day it was 170. Another day went from 30 to about 85 in a matter of 2 or 3 days. We're getting out there. I mean, what? Guys, yeah, I think, though. We've been on the show for, like, actually, anniversary already passed. So I should do an anniversary show tonight. But instead, I'm going to do an anniversary show tomorrow. And I'm going to do it on both shows. 4-hour special. It's going to be from, let's say, 7 to 9, so let's see, 6 to 7, 5 to 9. No, is that right? Come on, you know my math is all fucked up. Let me break out the fingers. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, okay, bet. So on technical difficulty, we're going to do a show from 5 to 7 and then switch over to Angry Bastard Radio, 7 to 9. We're going to do a 4-hour series. I'm going to inform everybody. Now, the whole host, a lot of the hosts won't be able to make it just for the simple fact that, you know, I'm calling from the crib, so I can plug my shit up and charge it. You know what I mean? Their shit might die, so they can't really call in. So I guess the first for TV show, me and Fresh the Death will hold it the fuck down, and whomever else can call up. And do the damn thing, like they say in Florida, I think. I don't fucking know. But anyway, hit us up, myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And over here, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And like I said, we're going to do a 4-hour anniversary show. Because, damn, we've been doing this shit off and on for, like, about a year. We was doing the TD show, and then now we're doing Angry Bastard. We also got the light-up session holding it down. So it's like, we were doing our thing. That shit is beautiful. You know what I mean? To be, just to say that, damn, we've been doing this for a year, and shit is picking up. Like, before, we wasn't having prime time. We was like, okay, now you only have 11 o'clock between, you can't have between 6 p.m., and 11 o'clock, prime time. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And it's like, now, I can pick any time I want. Like, we was gone for 4 days, came back, and I still can pick any time I want. And I love that. And I love Block Talk Radio for that. But, like I said, I'm your boy, GQ, holding it down. GQ too smooth, you know. And my cast, I don't know if they're on there right now, because I'm taking a shite. But I'm about to get up and wipe my ass because I'm done taking a shite. But my cast is L.E., you know, the legendary perverted L.E. Then you got the funny, flame-throwing bastard 6'4". Every once in a while, you have the let me floss Billy the Kid. You know, they like to floss his fucking Magnum or whatever the fuck, some Tonkin toy he has. And, oh, I have 22-inch rims. Who gives a fuck about that? I do. I can't afford them. So since I can't afford them and I don't have them, who gives a fuck about that? And you got motherfucking SD, you know, fucking, I really don't want to, you got SD the fucking Damager, pretty much, you know what I mean? The Damager and the fucking Schooler. Quit the schooling, motherfucker. Like, whoa, whoa, pause. You said what? Mm-mm. Get your shit together, go back to school, read up on your facts. Then you got Fresh to Death, you know, the Lady Snatcher. The Lady Snatcher, the Body Bagger, turning around, smacking nigga with a dagger. Woo! Oh, shit, and I'm not even high. And I'm coming over here with rhymes and shit like that. It's at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. If you're listening to this right now on the MySpace page, make sure your dusty, filthy ass fucking leave a comment or send a message. And hold us down, like, I mean, support us. If you're on Blog Talk Radio right now and you're listening to us, yo, stop playing games. The only way we can be better than what we are is by you people sending us comments and showing us love and adding us as your favorite. I mean, I know you got iPods out there. I'm sure you want to hear us on iPods. We will, matter of fact, you know, we will be coming up with a show where it's going to be like a promotion show. What we're going to do is we're going to do like a good hour of nonstop bullshit. Hopefully this Wednesday when I get paid, I can get this throwaway phone. We can do some prank calls and do what we do best so that, you know, fucking I can promote, just hand out like 100 CDs to, hey, check this out, with our MySpace link on the back of it, you know, and a number to reach us at on the throwaway phone. And, you know, we can get this on and popping. Because I was talking to my boy that, you know, because I used to work for a radio station. I used to work for Q102. And I was talking to my boy that now works in Florida stations, FLZ 93.3, Tampa Bay. And he's like, yeah, man, you should come down there. You know what I'm saying? If you come down there, I can get you a spot guaranteed on the radio. I'm like, it's bullshit. Like, I would love to drive down. I would love to go down there, but why the fuck would I go all the way down there? Why the fuck would I go all the way down there when I can just stay here and make paper, you know? Anyway, don't you hate when you take a shit and you do all that straining in there, all that making faces and shit, making faces, you got big-ass veins coming out your neck and your forehead, like looking like fucking Vegeta off of Dragon Ball Z, and then you look in the toilet and there's nothing in the toilet. Like, it's like a waste of time. Like, I wasted that time. I mean, that was a waste of time. I mean, it pisses me off because when I go sit down in the booth, you know, to get the DJ and popping, I'm gonna have to take a shite, and it makes no sense at all. Whatever. Things happen for a reason. That's my new trademark for 2009. Things happen for a reason. If somebody cuts you off, things happen for a reason. Just think of it like this. If somebody cuts you off, right, and you're like, fuck, you fucking asshole, what'd you cut me off for, dude? Or you fucking asshole, whatever you talk. And, or your son, your god, like, or, you know, whatever. You know, cuz, you know, chief, you know, whatever the problem, however you talk. Somebody cuts you off, right? Just imagine somebody cuts you off, right? And y'all both at the red light. Well, he's now in your place. So imagine as soon as he pulls off, a Mack truck just runs the red light and smacks that brother. See? If you would have just kept going and didn't let him get in front of you, that could have been you. Yeah, it's some buzzed out shit, right? Yeah, my mom got one of these toilets where you just tap the handle and it just automatically flushes. Like, under that bullshit, it just comes down and just flushes instantly. It's Mom Dukes right now. I gotta watch my cursing. All right. Alright, so, let's see. Let's see, damn, I got this old ass crust that's chilling ass. Better pizza. Of course, there's nobody on the line, so I'm gonna start playing music. You know what I do. That's what I do best. Alright, well. Let's get to it. I don't know what it is. It's Angry Bastard Radio, station on Mr. Speak Yo Mine. Big shout out to everybody who's going to check out that Biggie movie. Comes out, I believe, January 21st. And 24 comes out on the 11th of January. So that's going to be sweet. It's going to kind of suck. Because, you know, 24 is, it just, you know, you just hear it. Like, you just watch it, and then for that hour, towards the end, something happens, and you got to wait till next week to see it. That sucks, but it is what it is. Rumor has it, though, the season is already taped. And somewhere in China, or in Asia, or somewhere over there, They have, you know, the tape. And you can actually get it, you know, but it's just a rumor. You know how rumors are. Rumors can get you into trouble if you follow them. Oh, man. Anyway, you know, I heard this this J.R. Ryder joint, and this shit was actually pretty funny, like, J.R. Ryder, for all you that don't know, he's with Dipset, and he's just coming at this guy, Max B, it's just the disrespect that he just sends to this brother is just effed up. Anyway, check it out. This, oh, man. I was listening today in my iPod. Okay. It's an MP3 player. I was listening to it today in my MP3 player, and the deliverance, if a word, was awesome. Keep it locked, Angry Bastard Radio.
This nigga must be crazy, B. I got him. Yo, holy biting nigga shitty. I'm the nicest in the city. The writer kick it dizzy. You nice yourself to Henny. I light it up for really. Have you biting on a semi? Take your life. Even though you sound your life away to Jimmy. You sell it. I'm itchy. I pull out one. Sound for 10 albums. You ain't get to put out one. Me don't put out bums. Little singing ass nigga. Wanna be big. Another gorilla black nigga. I will finish that nigga. Finish. Pyro shorty. Battle. What he gonna hit? A hot note on her. Oh, God, so corny. You ain't hard to meet, queen. No, I bomb on these beats. This is R&B beats. Far from street beats. Like your cat's hell. Axe rail. You should change your name from Max B to Maxwell. Why? You don't rap well. Niggas stick to cartridges. How could you ignore the kid? I'm somewhere out with orbit. You must have dealt those pills. You don't be around those bills. You just signed a download deal. I don't brand no steel. It's whatever on the table. I ran through plenty deals with over several different labels. When you chat up, they hate you. Gotta keep that cock 80. Class, little nigga ballin' on the pizza shop payroll. A monster with them bars. I beast a lot. They know that. Charles wouldn't be in charge if he was Scott Bayo. Okay, bro, he's a HO. Listen, when the dawn is fed,
what? Keep bullets, but it across the arm and leg. Arm, leg, a leg, or arm, head. Say your prayer. Pray. Save the player. I send you to the great creator. See you. Tell his player, hey, to step to the mic. And he'll be writing hooks for Jimmy for the rest of his life. Come and tell me to pray. Why? The guy's a guap getter. Uh-huh. I buy you out your deal. You'll be on writer's block, nigga. You bite a lot, nigga. I'm the main of events. Most of the time when you rap, you don't make any sense. Matt Kim and 01, I've been taking it since. When you was there with Bird Gang, you was playing the bitch. I mean, who was lacing your drinks? Charles the Clown, call him Bam. Damn. He live a cartoon life, call him Charlie Brown. I'm on him now, how? Too long lock, quick release, long range, Joe Dumas shot. While I was out of town, lounging in that two-door drop. You was getting raw, browsing through that used car lot. Stop, stop, this nigga must be sniffing the mountain. To show dough on YouTube, I have to bring my accountant. While you bitching and pouting, I'm spending and counting. Still, I'm on your heels like some Kristen LeBeltons. You're mouthing, but really, who are you better than? Lay a finger on me, you better move like the president. Writer.
That was actually the wrong track. I mean, if you're a J.R. Ryder fan, you'd like it anyway, but it's actually the wrong track. But I'm in the process of looking for it now. But I found myself repeating myself a lot of times because I'm always saying something's hot, and it'd be hot. But, you know, it might not be hot to y'all, but it's hot to me. Now, a lot of stuff I'll be downloading, I won't be playing. And I need to start playing it because I have it on my MP3 player. So what if I'm probably the only guy in the world that has an MP3 player, but who gives a fuck. But when I be listening on my MP3 player, this shit be jamming. I'm trying to look for this track now, but I got, like, this slow-ass switchboard. And Fresh, I see you on hold right now, dog. So, parlay for a second, cuz, like, chill back for a little bit. I'm trying to, because if I unmute you, you know how the system is, dog. If I unmute you, my shit's going to refresh, and, you know, it's going to take forever to look for the song again. Now, I think this came out in November. So let me go to the ends. This track is fire. Oh man, come on. Let me get to the L's. You see the G's, the I's and shit, the J's. Come on. You got the K's. Looks like she got no teeth. My toes about to curl and my knees getting weak. IQST, come on, right? Here we go. Yeah, yo, this joint is fire. I'm sure y'all heard this before, but it's like, I like Lil Wayne, but not that much. I mean, I like him. He's cool peoples. I'm not in love with the dude. Yo, Lil Wayne's greatest. But he does spit some fire, and he's always drugged up. But I'm sure you people heard this before. But this track is fire, man. Here we go.
Call my Nina Bay like San Diego. Get me twisted, I'ma turn into a tornado. And all my riders riding like a Winnebago. You stay, but I'ma let that AK go. Raw than Quelo, shoot you like Halo, give your ass a halo. These bitches walk around hanging like they J-Lo. But man, I remember when these bitches would just hey-ho. Hey-ho, how you doing? Me, I'm doing every fucking thing. Smoking them dykes, I'm on that Mary fucking Jane. This shit's so Tom and Jerry to that Wayne. And you MCs are just milking cherries to that Wayne. And bitch, I'm greedy, but if I keep eating you rappers, I'll get sugar diabetes. Sweetie, I'm a different species. I'll crush your two fingers into a million pieces.
DJ White out.
What the fuck do I be thinking? Kill, murder, and Benjamin Franklin. Your girlfriend is into them gangsters. And me being a gangster, I get into your girlfriend.
Gangsta.
I stay still when the world's
your white out.
And ain't nobody
fighter
than the bird.
Drop that.
You heard me. You heard him. Him being me.
And we are better than all y'all bitches, niggas, hoes, enemies, foes, threes, twos, ones, but these dudes won.
Mad at you, nigga.
It's out. For real. Well, not one, because of dedication, please. Shout out to the Dunk Riders. Especially
for
that red flag.
A red flag.
Out of town. Yeah. Young man.
Young man, ain't. Rest the death in the building. What's good, nigga?
Chilling God was good. Happy
shit,
holidays.
Man. Well, happy holidays, nigga. You see my times is all effed up, man. Niggas on CP time. Yo, show clock, 7 o'clock, dog, 7 o'clock! I wake up at 7:30. And I would have did a 7:30 show, but you know how MySpace is, dog. Like,
yeah,
MySpace sucks sometimes, because it's like, I'm over here doing the Kiss Me app. Pause, no homo. The Kiss Me app, though.
Yeah. I caught that shit. What's really good with that, dude?
Oh, you saw the Kiss Me app?
Yeah, dog. I was like, damn, what's good is, I mean, my man's feeling lonely right now. No, what's good?
I mean, I don't know, man. I just said, hey, why not? I mean, let me see how many people, how many women actually, respond back to this. I don't know. I guess if on my personal page, I wouldn't do it. Like, yeah, I'm too smooth for that, but. When it comes to the show, I'm like, hey, it comes for the show. Let's see if is it working? Like, is that excuse working or not?
No, actually not. I dig that, though. I dig that.
All right.
I'm kind of biting now because I'm thinking I want to do that shit now, too. Just throw it up.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's for the show. I mean, kiss me for the show. What's that?
Shit. I tell you what, though. I had some shorty buy me on my page. I got some shit called Hotties for Sale or some shit. Talking about worth like $4,000 or some shit. I was like, what? Nigga, I'm happy. It sounds like, damn, I'm worth that much.
Word.
I started seeing some ugly ass people that's worth like $8,000. I'm like, yo, all right, that's some fucked up shit. How are they raising this shit, dog? That's fucked up, bro. Do I get more money for more people buying me, or what good is it based on looks? Because these bitches ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
$8,000.
$8,000. But how do you get the money?
I don't know. I went over to Shorty's house. She's like, hey, I'm going to buy you. I was like, what the fuck you talking about? She's like, yeah, you worth $4,000. Like, how the fuck you figure that? I had my picture. And that was it, dog. Like, I just bought you for $4,000. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was thinking about putting that on the page, too, the buy me shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'll probably do it anyway. But it's like, I don't want to game either. You know how chicks are. They get all souped up and shit. Like, I'm gonna buy the baddest chick, but I'm pretty sure if she has it, she's probably going to be like, you know what I mean? Because you know what I think it is? You and I aren't lames. So it's like, we're too smooth for that. But for the lames on MySpace, it's a way of saying, hey, I want your number. I really want to get to know you. So, who's this? I'm in love with this girl. Maybe if she sees that I paid $10,000 for her, and she'll look at my account and notice that there's no more money left, I spent all my money on her, maybe that would get me a rise. Maybe that would give me a chance for going on a date or to kiss me. Maybe if I kiss her 21,000 times in a row, she'll realize that I'm in love with her, and maybe I'll get some ass.
Or the bitch could think that you crazy, like, what in the hell is this nigga doing spending fake money on my ass for?
Exactly. You look like a lame, dog. So, you know what I mean? That's just, you know what I mean? For the guys that's out there listening to this and the girls, don't do this. You look like a dumbass. There's this one track by J.R. Ryder that I played earlier. That shit wasn't really, I mean, it was cool, but I really wasn't listening to it. The J.R. Ryder, I don't really listen to unless I hear a hot track. But this right here called Killed the Beat, this nigga killed the beat. He definitely did. Check this shit out, man. J.R. Ryder goes in on this one, man.
Yo, that nigga's hot, though.
White out.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it.
Have I heard this shit? Yeah.
It's alive.
Go get him. This is hard cut, harm what? These niggas cut harm us, arms clutch. That a venom like a Von Dutch. I fly to Amsterdam when I wanna spark up. How I play the coffee shop, they think I work for Starbucks. I spit the kind of bars up that get these guys a headache. These guys pathetic, you'll never be this fly, forget it. Never mind the relish, but I get a lot of lettuce. Franks in Switzerland, that'll make papaya jealous. I be grinding dollars, I don't just be getting blunted. These Judah Fleaver shades cost me nearly 1500. How you niggas want it? Listen, I'm a fucking champ. My passport ain't got room for another stamp. In front of the camp, I turn you to a corpse. You're silly if you really think you heard of in New York. I'm a willy, pop a willy while I'm swerving in a Porsche. Only time you ever been around the world was on the court. You're short. When I say short, short is what you niggas worth. Shit, your worth is almost shorter than a mini skirt. I sprees in them Porsche V's. I'm that nigga jerk. Your cheese like a short sleeve on a midget shirt. Go get some work and get the work. This shit's the worst. I kill it first. Go switch your verse or get a hearse. I get berserk. I'm a great. This shit's rehearsed. You spin dirt. Get out my face. I'll get you hurt. I pimp the perp. And by the way, my niggas lurk. Yeah, I be out of space, but I'll get you first. They on my back for all that crack. They want my sophomore. They don't want no more soft rap. Writer.
Yo, white out. Drop that. Drop that.
Yo. Yo, yo, put up your line up and lose cheddar. I bring the drama to whoever. I swear to God, ain't a dude better. I get supplied with a cool sweater for cool weathers. You wouldn't be fly if you grew feathers. Who dressed you? Throw away your room dresser. You're too extra. You know how writers do. Heifer. I light up the tail with my new measure. I keep that white girl around. Call me Hugh Hefner. A two-step right in the mix. Eye on his chips. Piff got me high as a cliff. Right as the shit. While you catch as tight as your fit. Fit tight as it get. I'm surprised you could sit. I live the life of a dip. Lot of ice on the wrist. I shine. Einstein wasn't brighter than this. Prick. Let one of these little biters get slick. I be putting hands on them like bicycle grips. Mike Tyson. Them quick, then get right to the strip for that cornbread. You can get it whiter than grit.
How much you need?
This for my 25 to lifers and shit. My man T.O. got 25 to life for the shit. My cousin Nino was right in the brick.
Nino.
They indicted him quick, but when he come home, it's right to the brick. The life for the rich.
Hey.
I show you how to get your paper. Matter of fact, I can show you how I get these paper cuts.
Yeah.
I really paper touch. You ain't getting paid enough.
No,
I'm a player smart. I ain't got to say too much. All this haze, I pump, fuck it, I be purple styling. Got me sluggish, Dutchess like the Fergie album. You heard about them, all you clowns gon' learn. I should be in top shape with all these pounds I done burned. Let them talk fly to Jay, I put them down in the urn. Got a chopper cake, that'll lay them down like a perm. On Big Worm, I show no sympathy. That's my epiphany, check them for your history. Your best bet not to mention me. I'm the best to be stupid, this my recipe. I stretch the beat. Tell the producer I said rest in peace.
Today we're gonna be making DJ Whiteout, you heard?
Yeah, he definitely killed the beat on that one.
Sure did.
They call it murder. I should have said this is a MySpace special because it's like, well, I guess it's madness. You know what I mean? It's Monday madness. So I guess it all falls into play. I'm tired of these people. Okay, I can understand. I can understand now, like, especially if a chick sends you a Kiss Me and she wants you to get the app, then you add it and see how many chicks want to kiss you. Okay, understandable. I understand mobsters. I understand Mafia Wars. I even understand Super Poke. Actually, no, that's that little ammo shit. That shit is corny.
Word.
You about to... Super Poke, what are you serious?
Yeah, like, nigga, for real?
But, I mean, prison lockdown, true gangsters, special forces, street racing, gang wars. Gang wars is it right here. Gang wars, heroes, dragon wars, Yoville. Pirates, Rule the Caribbean, Green Spot, Poker Palace, Vampires, Zombies, Texas Hold'em Poker. This is all apps that people send to me. You have no life if you play all of these games. Now, Fresh to Death is quiet back there. He must play a couple of them that I named.
Yo, nah, dog. I'll leave you playing that mobster shit, dog. That's about it, man. But that shit was kind of funny, though, because I know some niggas that be doing that shit. They got, like, 30 of them apps, and that's all they do all day is fucking play them shit. Niggas never heard of Xbox and shit, dog.
Yeah, like, I mean, Xbox, it does wonders. I mean, maybe if my computer was fast, maybe I would play that. But not all the ones that I named. Because I checked it out last night. I was like, you know what, let me check this zombie thing out. So I checked my phone, it was the prison lockdown thing. And I checked the prison lockdown. I'm like, this is corny. It's just like Mobsters, only it's a different scene. It's set up the same way. It's nothing different. It's just Mobsters and Mafia Wars all the same. It's just you got different weapons, but you got to go about the same way. You got to get a gang name, all that shit.
Yeah.
And all it does is slow your computer down.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't play all them shits, man. That's why I only got one, and that's Mobsters, and I've had that shit since day one, putting everybody down on that shit.
Is it Mafias?
Nah, it's Mobsters. I started the Mafia Wars for a quick second. I noticed it was the same shit, so I was like, man, fuck all this nonsense.
Yo, how much money you got in Mobsters right now?
In Mobsters? Shit, hold on, I'll tell you right now, since I'm actually trying to kiss a bunch of people, dog. Well, a bunch of females. Yeah, dog, I find it a little gay for me to go and send these kiss apps to fucking niggas and shit. And be like,
Nah, dog, it's all women, women only, nigga.
Yeah, guys, I was like, man, I had to be real specific trying to send all these fucking kisses out and shit. I'm trying to make sure to click on the right people and shit. I ain't trying to send it to one of my boys. I'm like, nigga, what the hell is you doing?
Yeah, you double check, man.
You trying to kiss me and shit on MySpace, nigga? What the fuck?
Yeah, nigga.
Man, fuck all that nonsense, boy. Shit, I know I'm at like a level 190 or some shit, God.
See, it seems like it's taking forever for me to get to 50. And that's on the TV show one. This one right here, this one's not popping at all. Like, yeah, I mean, I got the little, you know, hand nails, but it's not really jumping like I need to. But ever since you schooled me, because I think a lot of people don't know how to play still to this day.
Exactly.
Yeah, they may be high in rank. They may be high in rank, but they do not know how to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, every niggas that be the most richest, that be on the made men list, they got like $40-50 billion in their bank account, nigga, but I'm still fucking they shit up.
Yeah, because they not lining their people up right.
Damn. Somebody fucking my ass up right now, dog. Because every time I press heal, that shit going down.
That's bullshit.
But right now, I only got like $3 billion. You know what I'm saying? I got $3 billion in the bank.
I'm not creeping up on you. Never mind. I got $1 billion. It takes a long time to get to $2 billion.
Yeah, well, that's because I spent my guap though. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm making $80 million an hour.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
You making AC? This is the bullshit I'm talking about, dog. Oh, dog. Woo! I used my. What the fuck it is? I think it was this one right here. I used my favor points. Because I'm like, yo, I'm not going to buy nothing off the internet to get more favor points.
Oh, word.
So I used my favor points to get the, because, you know, you see how the Godfather's giving out gifts, right?
Yeah, I did that shit for 2 favor points.
Yeah, dog. I got the APC.
Oh yeah.
Niggas is not fucking with me. The defense is 27. Things like 27.
Yeah, I ended up getting a sniper, bro.
Oh, I'm hating.
Yeah. I got a 50 cal sniper, dog.
Hating right now, dog. How much? Yeah. Oh, what's fucking what is it? I wanted to get the yellow Porsche or Ferrari or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah, dog. That's what I was trying to get, man. And my homeboy's like, yeah, you got to use 2 favor points. So when I clicked the mission, a shotgun had popped up. So I'm like, oh, man, that's fucked up. I got a shotgun. And then that bitch said, congratulations, you got a 50 cal sniper. And I was like, yeah, that shit is hot, bro.
Yeah,
that shit, bro.
Yeah, right now on this account I got $1,242,563 and I got 25 people. Yeah, but it's like it's sweet because when I fight it's on point. Let me see if this is the one I got. Is this the one I got the APC? I got 2 ambulances. Nah, this ain't the one I got the APC. The one I got the APC is on the TD page. But I got is that a new Bentley?
Nah,
the top down? Is that the same one?
Nah, I think it's the same one. The one that you got for playing poker or some shit?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's the same one.
Oh, nah. I'm talking about the one you just buy. I'm not good at poker, so it's like I never really played that Roy's Royce joint.
You talking about the Bentley. Yeah, nah, it's the same shit, dog. They just got a better picture of it and shit. I got a helicopter now, bro.
Whoa! Where'd you get the helicopter from?
Yeah, I got 2 helicopters, bro. Fuck the bullshit.
I'm hating.
But they still don't do as much as the Rhino Tank, bro.
The Rhino Tank is the damager.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's the best shit to have, bro. The attack's 90, defense is 45.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it do some damage, though, man.
Yo, on MySpace, I mean, on this mobster thing, it's like, it's to the point where I have 25 mobs, and I'm knocking out 27s, 28s, 31s, and I'm doing like 31 damage towards them, and I'm only taking 8 because of the setup that you told me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean, because I never knew. So it's like now I'm like, okay, bet I gotta get this for that, that for that, and then vehicle wise, I gotta have this, and that helps. Because before I'm over here like, okay, all I need is one of these and one of these and one of these. But I didn't know that it was working as if, you know what I mean, that's your army. Like, you have to equip every single person with something. I never knew that.
Damn, buddy. It's got its advantages. Sure does.
And, yeah, one thing, like, the moonshine, like, that was a waste of money, like.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
So what was the point of that?
The moonshine? I don't know, really, dog. But fuck it. You know what's good, though? Get the police badges, bro. I got like 10 of them bitches.
Yeah.
When niggas is in the hospital, you can still punch them in the face.
Yeah, dog. I experienced that for the first time in my life by accident. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm jabbing these niggas in the face while they're in the hospital and shit. But there's a way where you can be exposed.
Oh, yeah,
right?
yeah. If it's
too
much or if they got a bunch of badges and shit themselves or something like that.
Yeah.
So it can end up fucking you up, but shit, I don't give a fuck, nigga. When a nigga talking shit, a nigga keep attacking me, bitch, I'm going to attack your ass until, man, I don't give a fuck until something happens.
Yep.
Mm.
Nah, they just, the ambulance, I thought you needed one new person to get an ambulance. But every... Huh?
I think you gotta have 2, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, 2. But see, the thing about it is, I've been having 25, and every day I go on, and I do the ambulance, and it'll give me another ambulance. So now I got 3 now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Like that too.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, but I mean, shit, it's sweet. Fuck it.
I only got like two or three of them bitches my dad, so it actually does come in handy, though. I mean, they don't come to, you know what I'm saying, to the hospital every time, but, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it just looks out because sometimes if you're clicking on health and that bitch will go all the way to, you know, whatever your top health is and shit. Say your ambulance, your personal ambulance came, got you, you was first class, some dumb shit.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, what exactly does it do?
It like, all right, say if you were in the hospital and you're trying to heal yourself and shit, I can't say it's really like on how fast you click, because sometimes I've clicked the heal button once, the heal thing once, and they'll say like, oh, you were first like class or your personal ambulance showed up to the hospital, so it re-energized your whole health. Like my health is at 530. So
man, there's niggas like you that just come here because someone actually put me on the hit list one time and just bodied me. I'm like, I'm over here like, yo, why am I on the hit list? Is it because I got so much guap? Like, why am I on the hit list? And it's like niggas like you. I'll just attack. Sometimes I don't even attack niggas anymore. Like, actually, I'm lying. I just said I attack people. But it's like, it's just niggas like you, man. Oh, man, that shit pisses me off now. 530 health?
Yeah,
530. Are you serious?
For that reason, if a niggas want to try to attack me, try to put me on the hit list, I give them a little heat for their run and shit. You know?
Word.
If they want to put me on the hit list, I sit there, keep clicking health, 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 health. And pissing niggas off. I'm like, man, why won't this bitch die and shit?
I'm saying, won't they be taking your money, though?
I mean, well, they can eventually kill me and shit, and the hospital's taking all my money from healing, but man, I don't give a fuck. I'm going down with the fight, this.
I mean, you got the money.
Ain't that easy. Yeah, exactly, man. If they do get hit on me, I'm going to fucking turn around and put a hit right back on their ass. Dog, if some shorty did that shit to me, dog. She fucking, I attacked her a few times, she got mad and pushed me on the hit list. So I said, all right, fuck it. I wouldn't put that bitch on the hit list. It's like, oh, man, I need to have you and my mom.
Ah, yeah, she was tight. That's what it was.
Yeah, dog, she was like, I need somebody persistent like you and shit. And I was like, bitch, you just ain't going to kill me just like that.
Yeah, I should murk you for kissing my ass.
That mean?
Yeah, man, that's funny, though, because it's like, that's the one thing I hate. I hate when I look at a picture, like, I'll see somebody, like, I'll just get on, and I'll let my money sit, and I notice something. You can't really get messed with if you're not on. But if you're online, like, because I'll have money sitting, and as soon as I get online, if I don't put my money in the bank that I made, I'm getting hit. And I hate when I'm looking and I'm like, all right, true, true, true. And I go to attack somebody. And it says, you're in the hospital. And I'm looking at the screen like, whoa, Paul, I got 110 health. What's going on? I refresh and then I say two. I'm like, oh, this is some bull. And I go look to see who it is. And it's a female. Now, if it's a dude, I'll be pissed off. If it's a female, I'll be tight. Because it's like, in real life, it's like a female can even just punching you. No slap. Just straight up closed fist punching you in the face and you not doing nothing about it. I take it serious, man. I know it's MySpace. I know it's Monsters. I know it's a game, but no, sir. Got me twisted, huh? That in. Light up
you know
session. Kiss me. Pause.
Hey. You know what's funny though, what you had said, you had mentioned earlier, you ain't the only one with an MP3 player.
Oh, you got an MP3 player?
Yeah, I actually just got one for Christmas, dude.
Yeah, nigga.
I ain't never had one before. The whole shit is actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, what you get for Christmas?
I got that, the MP3 player. I got, like a new wallet. I got a Louis Vuitton wallet.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a couple lap dances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down to the strip club, bro.
Man, nigga. For all the times you go to strip club, man, you better be pulling these chicks, dog.
Yeah, nah, you don't even know, bro. The way this girl looks, I don't even understand how she was working at the strip club.
Oh, Lord.
She was, dog, nah, bad, bro. Bad, but, you know, you could tell the bitch is dirty, though.
You could tell the bitch is dirty.
But I ain't good for it, though. That shit ain't stop me from nothing.
Yeah, dog, this is the shit I'm talking about, man. I got 4 invites. One to a super poke from this chick named Sexy Swiss 69. She's, like, no life. I got this one chick named I Love My Boyfriend, and she wants me to join. She wants me to join her basketball squad. You got this other chick. This other chick named Perfect Wifey from Camden. She wants me to join her football squad and her American Gangster. Like, this chick will send me apps for days, and I don't understand it.
I get that shit all day, every day, man. New app invites, all kinds of shit. I just deny. I don't even look at them no more. I just deny. I'm like, fuck, bro, this shit gets annoying. And then I get into categories so niggas be sending me shit all the fucking time, and I'm like, come on, bro. I'm in, like, 6 different groups, and y'all motherfuckers sending me shit every day.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's like, yo, I even try to be a point where I stay away from, you know, MySpace for a couple of days, but the longer I stay away from MySpace, the worse it gets.
The more you got.
Yeah,
and the more you got to delete.
No, exactly, bro. More time.
The more you got a motherfucking delete.
Dog, you want to hear some fucked up shit. Check it out, bro. I get on this morning, actually, because my little sister, you know, came from out of town and shit.
Yeah.
So I was up early this morning. I go on MySpace, and I got a friend request from a bad bitch, bro. Bad, bro. I'm talking about you looking at this bitch. Was dog gorgeous as hell. And on a friend request, it say, "What's up, Bobby? Looking to get to know you." And this chick from my area. Dog, so check it. Yeah, dead ass. She said, in her exact words, "Hey, Bobby, looking to get to know you better. Love, blah, blah, blah." And then, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a couple of little pages said, "Get at me." And like I said, I clicked on a bitch's profile, make sure it wasn't no, you know, dumbass, you know, like spam type shit.
Yeah. Dude, you gotta click that profile to make sure it ain't no, call me sexy, yada yada.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? I'm looking at Shorty's pictures, her whole profile, the whole nine, and the third. I'm like, damn, Shorty's official. She look good. I'm like, all right, no doubt. She from Palm Beach. You know, she was smoking a lot of her pictures. She burning blunts. So I'm like, damn.
Let's go, man.
So I'm online, you know what I'm saying? And this bitch is online. Like, I've been online. I've been on MySpace for a little while today. So, you know, I write chick. I'm like, so what's good? You know, my name is Blase Blah, you know? And, you know, I can see that you trying to get at me. You don't look too bad yourself. What's good with you?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch never replied, so I'm like, all right, a couple hours went by, I'm like, all right, maybe she knows, she might just left MySpace on or something, whatever. I write another message, I'm like, yo, you know what's good, just trying to see what's hood, you know, you invited me as your friend or whatever, I'm trying to see what's good with you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the bitch still ain't techie. I'm like, all right, man, I'm starting to get aggravated, what's good with this shit? Maybe it's just me because I'm a little, you know, impatient that I see a bad bitch trying to holler at me, so I'm like, all right, let me see what's good. I write it one more time, dog. I'm just like, yo, get it back at me whenever you can. That's that. Like, 5 minutes later, I check. I go to the sent messages. All the bitches are red, and the bitch ain't reply. So a couple hours go by, and I'm like, okay. I go click send again. Or maybe go to my inbox, see this bitch reply. Never, dog. And the bitch is still online, so I was like, what the fuck was the point of all of that shit?
Uh-huh.
You giving a nigga high hopes and shit. You can't even at least say hello.
Oh, wow. Man.
Had me hot, bro, because it just
was tight.
Bad,
had you tight. Had
bro,
you
she
tight.
Was bad as fuck. And I'm like, damn, she a burning and everything. I'm like, yo, I'm with it. And all of a sudden, like, the bitch don't want to talk. She just want to read my messages.
That's just, oh, don't you hate that dog? And it's
bro,
like, You're kind of a stalker. Like, everyone on MySpace is a stalker. But, I mean, it's there for a reason. Like, you send out a message, and, like, this is one chick then I'd be like, you know, trying to promote the show too. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I mean, hey, Ida. Hey, what's up? Not even trying to holler, because I think hollering at chicks on MySpace is lame anyway. But it's like fucking, I mean, if it happens, it happens. You know, but fucking, I'm like, yo, what's up? Hey, what's up? How you doing? Yada, yada. Not even trying to holler at shorty. And I'll check the to see if she read it. And I say read. No responding, no new mail, no nothing. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is you? Did you even listen to the show? Sent it. See if she even came back with it. Nothing. I'm like, this bitch is fucking retarded. Yo, I'm looking at this new app. I was looking through the apps. I was actually looking for that buy me shit. And it's send a dime. It says, brother, can you spare a dime? Send a dime for your friends. It can be helpful in the time of economic crisis. But I don't understand the whole concept. It says, invite friends to send a dime. Choose recipients. We'll invite one friend at a time. All friends will invite max 100 friends who does not have the app yet. I don't understand this shit.
I don't know neither, but damn, that bitch is bad. I can't get over this shit, dog. I can't, man. I feel like a stalker right now.
Let me guess, you still looking at her picture?
Hell yeah, nigga. God, man, it makes me want to delete the bitch now, bro. But then I just know once I delete this bitch, it's a wrap.
Well, I'm saying, man, if she, maybe she thought you was me. Maybe that's what it was.
Send a dime. The hell is that?
Oh, you see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like send it out yet. I'm afraid to do it.
Can you spare a dime? Send a dime for your friends. It could be helpful in times in that crisis.
Oh shit. Like they got some other shit, dog. They got boob flash. If you are over 18, click here to start adult only. Oh yeah, I might have to start this.
I'm about to say stupid dog.
Word, I'm about to add this app, dog. Boob flash. Let's go, man. Oh man, boob flash. If you are over 18, click here to start adult only. Plus 18 only. Oh yeah, let's go. Now lift his mouse. What? Right, hold on. Let me. Want a big photo on your profile. Boob flash.
Nah, I don't even know what to play for tonight, bro.
But yo, man. I want to do a show with fucking like a flashback, man. That Chris Cross had me in the zone. What the hell is that? Is that the music to the boob flash?
Nah, it's kind of like...
Wait, if you are over 18, go ahead and start.
That's like from the 80s, early 90s morning shit.
Hell yeah, dog. Now lift that mouth.
Oh!
Yo, I'm adding this, dog. I'm tight, though, because it's going to piss me off. I'm ready to see some tits and I see some nuts. Yo, I'm adding this, dog. Yeah, no, this shit is hilarious. Yeah, did you add it?
Boob shit?
Yeah. That's disgusting. There's someone in playing field in here. I think this ad is just... I think it's bullshit. Does this show that I added this shit to me? That was a waste of time, too. That was a serious waste of time. Hey, should I spoil the surprise, or sure, do you want to go through the same shit that I just went through? Do you see it yet?
Nah, it still ain't come up. There was like 20 other people that just added applications, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, somebody just added Hammerfall, Mafia Wars, Street Racing, Kingo.
This white boy actually told me about that speed racing shit. He's like, yo, dude, man, that shit is hot. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's
like, yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is hot.
I really don't know what the... Well, I usually I make like a playlist as to what I'm going to play for the night. Like, if I'm in a process of new music, I know what I'm getting, but I really don't even know what to do because I heard a lot of new shit that I don't like, and shit that I do like, and I don't know. That shit may show up.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Somebody was eating a bowl full of Captain Crunch while talking.
Captain
Cross. You must be on speakerphone.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, there.
Oh, man. Yeah, what are you doing for the New Year's, man?
You know what? I have no idea, to be honest with you, kid. No idea, because Christmas was big and shit, but ain't nobody talking about no New Year's.
Yeah.
I just end up going down to Miami, though. If I don't gotta work and shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Niggas pushing the hotel rooms for the low nowadays.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do, man.
Same way.
Get some hotel rooms.
Yeah, dog. I started running things at the Motel 6.
The Motel 6.
Word.
Yo, we got 7 people alive right now.
Nigga, I got anybody that's out from Florida, Palm Beach County, holler at your boy Fresh for the rooms for the Lolo. If you's a crackhead, you's a pimp, you just trying to go and get a free, you know, nut with your girl or something, holler at your boy, I get that shit for you on the low. You dig?
Mm-hmm. How much is your prices?
I normally, if you just go up to the tub, you just go up to the hotel and get a room, it's like $70, 70 and some change. But if you holler at your boy Fresh, we could work out some kind of deal.
Yeah, y'all might want to go with Fresh because I was actually going to, do the same thing, but I was going to look for the, you know, I was going to give y'all like a good, I was going to slash prices 95%. You're going to pay like $2, $3, maybe $5.
Listen, if you fam, you getting a room free.
Oh, but what I'm saying is, like, they're not going to get a room. They're going to get, like, a mattress in the alleyway. And you just have two bouncers on each end. So when the cops come, you're going to hear, whoop, whoop, and we out. So you get caught, you just get caught. You're not fast enough. You're just not fast enough. I mean, here's what it is.
Yo, so they choking.
I know you got a show at 10. I'm trying to give the show like 30 more minutes because, you know, I like the little convo that's going on. I mean, I sent the text out to the rest of the crew, but they didn't call up. You know, obviously, they're either too busy or they thought that it was another bullshit. But, hey, it is what it is. We still do our thing.
Exactly. I got to promote now. You know what's fucked up? Every time I go to promote, MySpace and my computer wants to fuck up.
Yeah, don't you hate that?
And that shit gets aggravating. Well, if not, it's Blog Talk Radio that's fucking up on me.
Yeah, nigga, you see the 29 minutes remaining? Yeah! Yo, my computer reloaded in the nick of time. Nick of time. This boob flash shit stuck on my computer, man. I think this is a virus.
Yeah, dog, you don't got a virus in that bitch.
Ah, man, it's fucking porno music. Come on. Yeah, I was going to go to New York, but...
That's not going down.
I wanted to, just like, as of right now, I'm like, yeah, it might go down. That's not going down. I can tell now, because I have to have... I'm on this new thing now, where... Because it's like me, every tax season comes, it comes by, and then I say, well, I'm going to save all of it. And I'm spending all of it. So I'm like, you know what? I got to really budget myself. So now it's to the point where I have, for every check I get, I'm saving $100. Off the bat, $100. I don't care if bill collectors is, excuse me, you owe us money, I'll have it. I may have a drawer full of hundreds, but that's saving money. When I get my taxes, I'm saving it. I'm not touching it. So if I get my car repossessed, I just get it repossessed. But I'll have hundreds. Yeah, I got my priorities all backwards, don't I?
So you just want to have a bunch of hundreds?
Yeah, you know, I just want to have, like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you got to think. I got to save for the future. I can't, you know what I mean? Can't live for now. I got to live for the future. Everything you do is for the future. Oh, Lord. They actually have an Eminem mania. Help Eminem make his way on stage by avoiding the paparazzi.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What would they come up with next?
Only God can tell.
Oh, shit, they got the Donkey Kong Classic game.
For the apps?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be kind of whack, because it's probably one of them just click here, click there type shits.
Yeah. And it might actually be the real thing, because remember, you got Bejeweled, and Bejeweled is just like Bejeweled.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it actually might be.
Actually, you know what? I'm about to add that shit, and then best YouTube playlist ever. Number one YouTube app. Add your favorite YouTube vids in a great playlist. That sounds like that might be hot, too. Mac Monkey. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 10 o'clock. And then we switch over to the light-up session with your boy Fresh to Death holding it down. I won't be lit up because I have a headache. Well, other than that, I'll be there in spirit. Maybe I'll drink 3 cans of energy drinks. Yeah, I think that's the new high nowadays. I see little white kids come in the store all the time, and they just be surrounded around the energy drinks like it's, you know, a new toy out. Like, oh, dude, yo, which one should we get? Should we get the Monster? Should we get the Amps? Dude. And it's like these little bastards just want, like, what type of energy drink do you need? Come on now. Seriously. Yeah, though, I'm adding this. You might as well snipe. You might as well take it from my page. I'm adding this Donkey Kong Classic shit. All
right, no doubt that. Yeah, I'm about to just finish up here promoting real quick. Get this shit done. Computer's actually working good right now up until I load up another page, and then that's it.
That's probably.
I have one page going on, and I'll be all right. But as soon as I click on Blog Talk and got my space going, plus fucking my playlist and all that shit, it starts getting slow.
Well, what are...
viruses. I don't know.
Oh, you hairy, nigga. You hairy. You hairy.
Oh, shit.
You hairy, nigga.
Hell, yeah.
You hear it. Dog, it's just like the,
the regular game?
Yeah.
All right. I want to hurry up and see that shit posted up, because I'm going to get there.
Yeah. Okay. How high can you get?
Jeez.
Oh shit, it's just like the jaw, dog. You just use the arrows.
Oh word. Come on, man, why ain't the fucking shit popping up? Hurry the fuck up. Damn, MySpace, man. You see, when you want MySpace to work, the bitch don't want to work, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to get clobbered. Heroes and villains. Boom flash. Oh, and now it just popped up, nigga.
Damn. I think you gotta have a fast computer, cause it don't move. You know, it's like it's smooth, but you gotta have a fast. Oh, there we go. I have somewhat of a fast. Yeah, you gotta have somewhat of a fast computer. Come on, go up the fucking ladder, man. There we go.
Switchboard up real quick. Switchboard. Make sure that block
up. Jump. Come on.
Getting all into the game and shit.
This is bullshit, man. I'm about to get off of this, man. I'm pissed off. I'm going to just keep it up there just for kicks, because you know how people be, you know. They'd be like, ooh. Angry Bastard Radio has Donkey Kong. And that's how they, you know, they be dick biting, you know. You cool, because you're part of the show, but somebody's going to see that Donkey Kong and be like, yo, I'm getting that.
Duh. See, this is some bullshit. Everything on MySpace right now is working fine, except for friend updates, and that's where the shit pops up, letting you know who's got what application.
Uh-huh.
Who's added what. And that's a bitch, dog, because my shit's fucked up. Everything
what
on MySpace
internet?
Wants to work fine. MySpace
what internet
is
do you
fine.
Use?
What?
What internet do you use?
Mozilla Fox?
Yeah, that's that shit right there.
Nah, it's just MySpace wants to be some fucking whack sometimes.
Yeah, I just removed that Mafia War, so I got Mobsters, Kiss Me, Donkey Kong. I'm going to see what the Center Dime shit is about, man. I'm going to see what it is. I'm about to send you a...
Hey, so what was the deal with this Boom Flash? It was worth it.
D.O., did it pop up?
Yeah, it popped up. I'm just debating whether to add this shit or not.
I mean, you can add it, but it was nothing really. Like, it messed my computer up, so I don't even do it. I'll just tell you exactly what happened. All it is that you see a chick grabbing the bottom of her white tee.
And it looked like she about to flash her ass.
Yeah, and when you go up with the cursor from the mouse, is lifting the shirt as you're going up, and as you're going up, you see a fat guy's stomach, all hairy and shit. Yeah, so you get all soup, and you know, it's not even.
Nah, fuck that. I ain't even gonna add that shit then.
Yeah, it's not even what it is. But yeah, you on a light up session now?
No, I'm actually on my page, Fresh's page. Sign out now, though. I need to sign out. Shit up,
I just sent you a dime. I'm gonna send it to the Fresh page too, just to see what it is. I mean, it sounds like it might be something funny.
Send a dime.
So I mean, I don't know.
You don't currently have permission to install this application. What the fuck?
It says you don't what?
It says sorry, you. You don't currently have permission to install this application. Say who, bitch? That's fucked up.
What, the dime?
Yeah, they say I ain't good enough for the bitch, dog.
Yeah, I'm about to erase this shit.
Donkey Kong shit just came up, though.
Yeah, nigga.
Bitch. Oh, yeah, nigga. That shit look fly.
Yo. And it's funny because then I just say that, you know, niggas and these applications is lame. And I'm over here. I'm doing what people do to me. Yo, this is hard. I'm sending it away. I'm over here like, you know, all soup like a kid and a fat kid. the candy store.
Oh, but it say I got it now.
Oh,
you got application. Yeah, I don't know. It just says sorry. Like, when I click, it says ignore or accept. I clicked accept and it said that sorry shit. But I just click on home and now it say I got it now.
So you have it?
Yeah, so now I got it. So I don't get it. Like,
all right, so send me a dime back.
So what, the GQ?
Yeah.
I just did, man. I sent the heads. I don't know.
Let's see what this
the
is about.
What was the point of that? Choose receipt, will invite one friend at a time. All friends will invite max 100 friends. We do not have that yet. That's dumb. So, I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm about to make sense of it now. I got a new message. I think it's your send a dime shit.
Well, I just sent you two.
You got one dime.
That's it?
Huh?
That's all it was. That's all it said. You just got one dime.
It says you got one dime.
I'm deleting.
You know what I think it is? I think it's like...
Fucking retarded? Like, yeah.
I think it's like... click the dime to accept. I think what it is to see who can collect the most dimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah,
that's deleting
that shit.
I'm deleting this shit too. Like that's real.
Remove
this
I'll
app.
Right,
yeah,
now.
Remove it.
Yeah. If I don't get some kisses by tomorrow or something from these bitches, dog, I'm deleting this shit too, man.
That's getting erased too, man. Because I sent it to every single chick on the page.
Yeah, because it's right now it says you have been kissed zero times. That don't look too good, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I got kissed by this one chocolate chick. You know what I mean? And I don't know what's going on. SD's in the building, though.
Motherfucking Eddie Murphy in the face. Look good, nigga.
This nigga.
Come on, that's what I get when I get in here. I have a man immediately buff riding. That's not a cool look.
Buff riding.
Cool look. That's not a cool look for your resume, dog. You might wanna,
for your resume.
Might want to change that up and reroute your energy.
Reroute.
Some big ass words, man. You been going to school lately?
Nah.
Oh, man.
My mom's been teaching me lately, you know? I've been listening.
Yeah.
I've been listening to him instead of just giving a cop.
He's been doing his homework. You know, he's working with them homes.
We're working with them homes, you know what I mean? Working with them homes.
Working with them homes.
They don't know that.
Word.
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 Oh, shit.
What's that bullshit?
So what's good, nigga? How your holidays, man?
What's that shit y'all niggas is talking about?
Oh, that Senadime
shit?
Yeah. This is application on MySpace, man. Yo, you do that mobster shit yet, dog?
I've been doing that shit, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got mobsters? Nigga, I'm about to add you then, nigga. I need more people on my team.
You got excited as shit.
Yeah, I need more people on my squad. And the mobsters, that's the only app that I really bang with. Like all this other bullshit.
One eye now, man. I'm starting to get on the right track.
Oh, yeah. Now it's how many people you got in your squad?
I'm the only. There's only like 8 of us.
All right. You gotta equip all 8 with a gun or a weapon.
Nigga,
I got guns, nigga.
Huh?
I got weapons, nigga. I'm good.
All right, nigga.
Only lost one fight, God. Like
one fight.
Yeah, only lost one fight so far.
Yeah, how many times you won?
I mean, I won a lot of times, y'all. Like, I mean, I don't know. If that nigga's in the computer, y'all could go look at this shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I got
I'm about to add you right now.
I got both of y'all on my shirt. Pause.
Oh, wait, you added us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been here. You know, my mom. I don't know, man. If y'all really need... If that niggas really needs more mobs and shit, send me your URL and shit, because I got some mobster fucking freaks on my shit, bro.
Word, man. I need that, man.
Yeah, I need it.
Seriously, I got 500 people in like 4 days.
Yo, that's what I need, dog. I need 500. Let me find out, dog. No, you're not seeing me. You're not seeing me at all. Because, I mean,
niggas got thousands of niggas in their shit, bro.
Yeah,
real,
that is true.
Bro.
I thought the max was 500.
It is 500, but you can still add people.
Nah, it's the higher hitman. We higher hitman.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, because I got like 700 people in my mom's nigga. Shit.
I got one higher mob on my shit.
But
I don't know who the fuck
only,
it is.
The only thing about my shit, I only whack one mobster. That's the only thing that's whack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't whack like 80 of them niggas.
I really still don't know how to play this shit that tough. I just started this shit, but you know. I got a little empire popping now.
Nah, what you gotta do, Russia SD, to start icing more niggas and shit? Like you say, you only got 8 people in your mob. If you see somebody that's got 3 people in their mob, attack the shit out of them. Don't attack them just once. Fight the fuck out of them. And when they come back and when they try to, you know, put their health up, you go right back to their page and attack them again so you murk them motherfuckers.
You know what? This is one thing, I guess it's the MySpace special, but this is one thing that pisses me off. And it's understandable with females. It gets a little fucking annoying at times. But I'm over here sending SD a fucking invitation from, I think he might have the TD show page as a friend on Mobsters, but not this page. So I just sent him a request. And I had to fucking type in these stupid little retarded letters, a captcha. Or captcha.
Oh, yeah. Like, code and shit,
why do men have that? What's the point in men having captcha?
I didn't expect that shit for it to be like that, man. That's not like that shit. Like, come on. Almost shit like that.
The captcha.
Yeah, I got a little. I'm doing all right. I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll let me view your shit because you ain't my friend.
So you go to go to the other joint.
Yeah, I go to the other joint. The other joint? The TV show?
You have?
Huh?
How many do you have? You got one for, you got one for what? This show?
Yeah, I got one for here. That's the one. Somebody just murdered the shit out of me.
Yeah, that sucks. Yo, I got
I got one for this show, one for TV.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store real quick, get a Dutch. Yo, I'm going to meet you up on light up session, though. I'm about to run the store, get a Dutch and shit real quick.
How long are you doing the show for?
Till 11, for an hour.
You fucking
with
it both, bitch-ass nigga.
Keep it tuned to the wackest station on the planet.
Well, come on, man. Watch it.
Your mama's
radio
station,
nigga.
Your mama's radio station, nigga. Fucking angry bastards, nigga. That's right, y'all niggas some bastards.
Man, nigga. Yeah, go light up. Go light up. Why you lighting up, man? Light your mom's panties up, nigga.
There's no us, there be no you. There was no fucking TV show, Angry Bastard Radio. There'll be no light obsession, nigga.
Word, nigga.
Oh, damn.
Nigga.
You gonna say something? You just hurt my feelings, dog, man. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, nigga. You hurt my feelings. Nigga, I said your mama show, nigga. I ain't seen nothing about no AP radio, nigga.
I said AB, nigga.
No, nigga, I said your mama's radio show, nigga.
How
you on AB when I be on this shit?
Yo, heard your mother, the first thing out of his mouth is tune into the wackest. When I heard that, I had to go in on you, man. Yo, I heard that, I had to go in. All right, my dude.
Yeah, it's all love, nigga. We'll be on there.
All right, nigga, no doubt.
All right, y'all, light up, nigga.
Light up.
Little nigga. Oh, man, they got the Donkey Kong classic game joint. Oh, man. Yeah, I think we hurt that young man's feelings.
Yeah, try playing it. Anyway. Yeah,
for toi.
Tell me what my...
Huh?
Tell me what that shit is looking like, man.
Hold on, let me, put some fucking some background music. Yo, tomorrow, you know we've been doing this show for like a year now?
Yeah, it seems like it.
This shit's crazy. Mm-hmm. Put some fucking you know, some background music on.
Oh, yeah. I got some shit to tell you.
Ah, shit. I love gossip.
What's the last thing you heard about that, that Joe Button's ransom shit?
The last thing?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't nothing. Why?
Oh, boy.
Did he make a comeback, or did he get his mouth smacked off or something?
You might want to turn down the background music for this.
Hold on, let me turn this, Got It Twisted shit off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's a good theme, though, because I guess Son Got It Twisted.
Oh, let's go, nigga.
Hold on. Got an interview here with Joe Biden, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's talking about how the whole 18 thing popped off and how the nigga Hitchcock, you know Hitchcock, right? Ransom and Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Yeah. How if it wasn't for really Hitchcock, there'd be no Ransom. And, like, a lot of bullshit, so, you know, he's talking or whatever, so. Now the interesting part, to me, comes up now. So, he's like, yo. He's like, yo, I heard some shit about you and the nigga Ransom or whatever. Was popped off with that. He was like, well, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but I'm not going to try to say too much. But I will say this. Nigga's like, yo, straight up. Niggas fucking went to this nigga's block. Went to his block. And he was like, yo, if this nigga Ransom talk crazy out of his mouth, I'll make sure what I got gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm like, okay. So he's like, yeah, we go to this nigga Ransom block. And the way the nigga looked at me was like, he would never expect to see Joe Buttons on his block. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, niggas walked up or whatever to him, yep. Nigga Joe Buttons wouldn't say who punched him in his face. He wouldn't say if it was him or if it was his entourage. He was just like, yo, nigga got punched in his face. He went upstairs. He was like, hold on. Before I finish that, he was like, yo, he went upstairs. He's like, mind you, we let him go upstairs. I'm like, okay.
Mm.
Oh, crazy, what? He went upstairs. He come downstairs with his pistol or whatever, and he start shooting in the air. He's like, I guess he thought niggas was supposed to run. Me and my niggas were still there. So I'm like, I'm like, oh, word. He's like, and he's like, and the nigga Ransom keep talking out his mouth. I'll make sure that tape leak out, nigga. Word. I'm like, I'm like, whoa.
So pretty much, that goes without saying. You can always talk greasy on the tracks, but when it comes down to street knowledge, back your shit up. If you can't back your shit up, you will be exposed.
Like dog nuts.
That's amazing, cause that nigga was talking tough, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the shit. He just straight up, when I heard that trial, I'm like, oh, wow.
What?
He really bitched out. Yeah, he really came at this nigga's neck, like, no mercy.
Sure, and the nigga Joe brings the nigga Button, he's like, yo, I ain't shitting on Ransom. Ransom's nice.
That's even worse. He gives the little nigga props.
Well, I ain't gonna fuck. Ransom nice. Like, you niggas had a strong buzz when they dropped. I mean, when niggas dropped them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, when niggas got the deal, when 18 niggas got the deal, it was like, Joe Buttons was cut out in the middle. And it was like, how you cut me out? And I put y'all niggas on. I made y'all niggas what y'all was.
Mm-hmm.
Then that shit happened. So, one way or another, I'm pretty sure that tape is going to leak out, and when it does,
oh, yeah, of course.
I'm fiending to see that one.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact.
Really happened.
Matter of fact.
Nah, you ain't going on YouTube. That I already tried.
Oh, you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me, we'll call Fresh's show at, like, fucking...
Maybe you can find out. Yeah, we...
Like, yeah, we'll call his show at 10:30. I'm gonna stretch the show out another 30 minutes.
Yeah, man, we can. Word, nigga was talking rap yesterday. I was on my fucking my buzzins and shit. He was just talking my mad shit. Hold on, I got another call. Don't go nowhere. Yep. Fuck this eggnog in the face of this nigga.
That's some ghetto. Hello?
Yeah.
Some ghetto. Nigga take phone calls on the fucking show and shit in the middle of the show.
That's what I just did.
That's what you just did?
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, this nigga SD gonna hang the fuck up.
Nah, I told you, hold on, I had a call, nigga.
For those of you that don't know what the hell we're talking about, I'm going to actually play this ransom track.
Ow!
Like, he really shitted on Joe Buttons, and I really hope. I pray to the Lord that Joe Buttons comes out with a diss song. He probably won't because he did what he had to do. He just stood there while the guy.
He did. I think he came out with something and niggas took it as a diss, so that's when Ransom came back with that shit.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't that Ransom came out with it first. He wrote some shit and they basically thought that it was a diss record towards Ransom and the niggas.
Let's see, drama, is it in the, yeah, there we go. Oh, man.
I play that funeral shit for me, too. That's what's back. All
right, here we go, back-to-back ransom. Guy tonight, Joe Button diss. He really poops on this nigga. I mean, the way he came at this nigga, if I was Joe Button, I would have been nervous to just be in Ransom's presence. But, as you heard from SD, didn't go like that. I can say, yo, SD, you a bitch-ass nigga. You pussy. When I see you, I'm going to lay you out. And when I see him, he's going to lay me out. I can talk tough as shit on the mic. But when you square up, it's a different story. Yo, I can't do a show for some reason. It's not letting me call in.
What happened?
That sucks. He tried it. Fresh trying to do a show, but it's not letting him do a show for some reason.
5B.
Yeah, word. Call the greatest show. Call Daddy's show.
That's what you did for trying to decase the show.
Pretty much. Here we go. Back to back.
Oh, much. This nigga's crazy, man. You yelling out blocks and shit. You ain't been to Jersey in years, nigga. Nigga, you ain't sleep on my floor. That's my studio, nigga. That's my
floor.
You did. I paid the rent, Miz.
Oh, this is a ransom bitch. All that Joe Biden.
And you recorded in there.
This is how angry this bastard is.
Somebody gonna die tonight.
Uh-huh.
Somebody gonna die tonight.
I'm not nice. Christ, this is God's work. You soft journey. You will live and live and stand in there with your mom's birth. I'm kind of proud you tried to come on this strong birth. When I put buttons like that, niggas in small shirts. I can't run if you don't shoot with this computer. I'm on the block handing out the pistols to the shooters. Don't listen to the losers, addicted to the rumors. Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip up in my junior. And you ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread. A hustler who don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez. I'm serving stank dope heads. Next time a nigga say they finna break Joe head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name. I was in the office when you seen henchmen and gang. Big homie said, Joe, I have you limping in pain. And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame. The nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put jersey on like Beans put Philly on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on. We ain't in the same boat. Nope. You ain't never slang dope. Nope. You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat. Nah. Nigga, what you gon' do? What you ever gone through? What? You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk. Nope. And you ain't no king, bro. Nope. Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gats, gloves, and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast. Uh-huh. Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab. Yeah. And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick. Heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit. Even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip. Yeah. You T-Mobile reduced to being the sidekick. Yeah. My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get. Yeah. We in the club when you coming out of your closet. Yeah. You ain't no boss creep, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beat. Yeah. I don't wanna cause grief, but you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter. Uh-huh. Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of Crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns. Yeah. Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't all now. Yeah. You heard his beef and you wanna get on the horn now. No. Problems with Ren, that's something you can't afford now. No. Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down. Calm it's down. Not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down. Yeah. You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city. Yeah. It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga reppin' the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do. No. Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what, which you know who. I'm cool, nigga. Let's keep that between me and you. Yeah. Fuck the hood, I hear these niggas say. Somebody gon' die tonight. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say. Somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man. Crazy. Hey, Joe. You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga. Huh? Stop acting like you was asleep when them niggas came in there. And they was gonna fucking stomp your head in.
You already know.
And I ain't stopped them niggas. Yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to him.
Fucking yeet. Crazy, man. Yeah, them niggas came in there to stomp your fucking, stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to me.
I should have let him do it, too. I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest. Don't try to run behind Webb and any of them niggas.
No.
I see Webb in the club. We popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a queer. He knows you square. Nigga used to record in my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear this shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid. Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit, nigga. I'm in Jersey City right now, nigga. Stop yelling out blocks, nigga. You don't even come here, nigga. I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga.
You ain't from here, nigga.
This my city, nigga.
Hey, when you see me, don't say shit to me, man.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
I break your fucking back.
Fuck you talking about?
Hey, man.
This city respect me. Every city respect me. Every city I'm in it. Niggas respect me. Niggas don't fuck with you. Don't nobody in the game fuck with you, nigga. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas.
The mob.
money.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, somebody gonna die tonight. I'm singing now. Somebody gonna die tonight.
Yo, I just want to officially say,
well,
Metro P.
My dad, over the last however many days, little online blog, beef, brand, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you got to take a step back and really just look at the situation and analyze it and really think about it for anybody who has sense. And you got to say, is the risk worth the reward? So now you're talking about a guy who the highlight of his bio is, I beefed with Joe Budden. You don't believe me? Google it. Wikipedia, go find this guy's bio. A lot of y'all never even heard of this guy before. So it's like, the last video that this guy did, the guy with the guy's going up to the door, he's slagging somebody. All it does is tell me that, well, all it does is confirm something that I already knew. Somebody y'all didn't know. This guy is obviously more concerned with his image than his well-being. Do I think that the shit is tough? Do I think that the nigga was hardcore or gangster for doing that? No. If anything, the shit just proved what I've been saying all along. The nigga's a fag and he's a pussy. Like, the nigga went to somebody's house. Not me, not anybody who put hands on him. And he had a conversation, a long one with somebody, and then had somebody come out the door and smack him, and you had 10 niggas with you. That's tough. That's hardcore gangster rap. To me, no. To me, it's faggot shit. But now, what happens next? See, niggas like to listen now. I like to always look further. What is to happen now? Now, you do that, I go retaliate, I respond, I show the world, I leak the footage from the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You then respond to the response. It's an ongoing thing. For pride, like for ego, for machismo, anybody who listens to Joe Budden, I never got off on image. Actually, my image is not giving a fuck about image. My image is a regular, real live nigga who was going to always give it to you just the way it is. I'm never going to fabricate, I'm never going to lie, and I'm never going to get out of character because the industry made me do so. And that's what's happening now. I'm getting out of character, got me going back to some old school mouth shit. For what? This guy's here, if you can see, and I'm like, up there somewhere. And I don't say that as an insult, but I mean, it's true. Fucking. So again, we go back to, is the risk worth the reward? For me, no. I got mad shit going on. For him, yeah. It is kind of. He has to. At the end of the day, all this does is benefit him. It gets niggas to put him on there. It gets niggas like Vlad to come on and interview him and instigate. And to them, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're taking advantage of a nigga's ignorance so they can to fucking bring traffic to their site. But then what happens when somebody dies? Because that's all that's going to happen as an end result. If you continue the cycle, or if you let that take place. Personally, I don't, honestly speaking, no front, that nigga to die. Like, I don't want him to be hurt to the point where his daughter's missing a father and niggas is grieving and crying. I've been to too many funerals. I've been to too many wakes. And honestly, hold on for a minute. Hey, yo, I'm in the crib. I'll call you right back. Right back. And honestly, I'm sure he feels the same exact way. So for me to respond to that stupid-ass video of a bunch of faggot niggas putting their hands on somebody that had nothing to do with nothing would only be to keep the show going or to impress y'all. And at some point, no matter how pussy I think he is and vice versa, you put enough pussies together and somebody feels tough. Somebody, or you back a pussy in a corner and a nigga reacts out of being a pussy, being scared, really. So, if the shit continues, the shit will then be beyond Joe Budden. It'll be beyond Ransom. It will then begin to involve other niggas who really, really do this. Do niggas really want that? Me? No. So I'm going to take a high road here. I seen the video. I could care less about it. I ignored it. I heard your peace treaty. Me and you can fight. We can. You already know what I said to you. You know all that. The front of the camera's cool. But me and you can fight physically. But what is it going to do? What is it going to fix? At the end of it all, we're going to walk around the corner. We're going to fight. I'm trained to beat niggas up like you. I may be a little rusty and a little winded because I smoke these cigarettes. I'm trying to quit, but fundamentally, I fight better than you. So, even if I lose, whoever wins, whoever loses, would that be the end? Is the other nigga going to say, yo, I said, hell, fuck it? Is the other niggas going to say, yo, it's cool, fuck it? Nah. So that really don't fix nothing. Fucking, you keep talking about girlfriend, you keep calling all types of names and fab and this and that. If my girlfriend ever cheated on me with fab in 5 years, no. Does my girlfriend have a history? Yeah. Does she have a past? Yeah. A long, nasty, filthy, slutty one? No. No. That woman loves me probably more than anybody else in this universe, probably more than her herself, and you'd be lucky to find somebody like that. The shit bounces off of me like rubber when you talk about her. So at the end of the day, the beat shit is corny, man. That whole New Jersey crabs in a bucket mentality, that attitude, that shit is over with. That shit is so 90s. Like, niggas that rap in New Jersey now, me, myself included, if niggas ain't all about that one bond, that one tight movement where we can let the rest of the world know what New Jersey's about, Jersey City, Newark, everywhere, North Jersey, South Jersey, then you ain't really about nothing. And what I'm doing right now would be able to call myself the King of Jersey, be a leader, a role model, or any of that, if I continue to contribute to this bullshit that this nigga's trying to make me. So I'm not. So, man, you win. You win. For being stupider than me. And for not having anything going on with you in your life that's important enough for you to really think about what you're doing. You win. Vlad wins. World Star wins. Everybody wins here. All of y'all. So yeah, Joe Budden TV signing off. Now, go respond to that. Respond to logic and fucking maturity and common sense. Proud of Kent. One.
All I heard was blah, blah, wah, wah, wah,
get
wah.
In.
That's what I'm talking about.
for that street.
Fuck around, it might be yours. Yeah. Make a quick detour, yeah. So be sure. Don't talk to no bitches and try to creep off. Nah. They'll blow your head clean off. Black. This is for the streets, dog. Lesson one is staying alive. You can't be sold. Nope. Don't care if it's a few of you, cause God will take two of you. We through with you. Lord, forgive us another. More times than not, it's niggas who's real cool with you. Yeah. Probably drunk or brew with you, and now niggas are shooting you. They say keep your enemies close. I don't buy it. Cause it'd be your closest of niggas that's gonna try it. Yeah. And if he's starving the block, giving them slow diets, then you better keep a gun big enough to control riots. Fair with the movers, you. No black and blue for you. Who was you? Looks like we having another. This for niggas who be cool with them hands. Keep them shits in your pockets. These little niggas try and ruin your plans. A quick lesson if you moving them grams. Always keep the tool in your pants, cause it ain't got no use in the van. And oh yeah, watch these hateful bitches. Looking straight delicious, but be cool. These little snakes is vicious. Hot slugs to replace the kisses. Never lace your mistress. Turn around, it's 10 apes with biscuits. Ever been inside a place where every face suspicious? Bust a gun and leave no trace for witness. It's a young man, fatalities are horrible reality. What's sad to me, people are coming together in tragedy. How do you keep yourself from being another casualty? The streets and the savagery killing us all gradually. Can't be amusing you, the shit is too brutal, Duke. Shoot your hoop, don't play a part in the next. Unless you got your back to the wall, cause niggas ain't gonna actually brawl. These brothers putting gas to your jaws. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open for guys loking. When the fire's smoking, it'll be leaving you DJ wide open. Nails. And when you on the block, keep your gat in your scully, cause niggas coming for your packs and your money. That's real accurate, Cuddy. I'm not delusional. No. This ain't no illusion, dude. Screw the booth. I just came from a nigga. Yeah. Everybody weeping, killed them for no reason. And half the people there gon' forget them by next weekend. The fam still grieving, wish he was still breathing. And no matter how much they pray, his soul will be still leaving. The devil having fun with it now. His mom, Duke, spent a life saving just to put a son in the ground. I don't know how I can stomach it now. I got a gut feeling about the world, God's gonna punish it now. And it's bad enough losing you. I show you what stupid do. Take something that's beautiful and turn it to a.
That nigga's a beast, God. I don't fuck what's going on. That nigga's still lyrically a monster. So I don't give a fuck what niggas is doing, what's good, what niggas got going on. That nigga's lyrically a monster.
Ransom?
Word.
I'm saying, but I kind of understand Joe Buttons on that, because, I mean, the nigga's like, yo, I'm trying to make money. You got this little nigga that's probably not making nowhere close to what money I got, nowhere close to career-wise. Why am I going to fuck my shit up? That's like Jay-Z coming at, that's like Joja had shitting on Jay-Z and Jay-Z responding. Like, why, you're a little nigga, why? You know what, you got that. You win.
Sometimes,
but I still have more money in you.
Sometimes it's called for because, you know, it's put the little nigga in his place. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's called for it. But, yeah, I dig what he's talking.
Yeah. So, I mean,
somebody sounded real hyphy on them keys.
Sounded real hyphy.
Yeah, I hear somebody clicking like they texting some shit.
That's probably Fresh to Death over there.
Yeah, I'm telling everybody, fuck Metro.
Your Metro won't let you call that,
This is why I'm screaming fuck Metro, because, look, I call up AB Radio, no problems. And you know, offer it when you go to call Blog Talk, as the host or the fucking regular call-in, the first thing you do is say Blog Talk Radio. Bitch, when I go to call up the light up to be the host, it's like, it starts ringing, it's like MSL0. The number you have dialed is no longer in service, and your shit is whack, in other words, nigga.
Yeah.
Told
you to show off, nigga.
Yeah, like, pretty much, dog. Like, they won't even let me call the bitch or nothing. I guess it was right before I got off this.
Step your way up, nigga.
Shit.
That whack-ass, down-south fucking plan, nigga. Get a Sprint phone, T-Mobile. Nextel.
Word, nigga.
That bullshit.
I'm sure they got Sprint down there, nigga.
Yeah, hell yeah they do. So they got
everything. Yo, dog, you know what? I'm in a good mood right now, man. I wanna do another show, man.
Okay.
Dog.
Huh?
For real. this shit got me aggravated as fuck, bro.
Oh,
cause it's like, bro, you know what a nigga goes through with all the promoting this shit. The computer wants to fuck up while you promoting. Finally, you get to promote, and then after you done promoting, you can't get on the bitch, dog. I'm like, man, what the fuck was the point of all of that? It's a waste of time.
Walk to the nearest beach, throw the phone in the water. Get a Sprint, Nextel, T-Mobile, Verizon, whatever, Alltel, whatever you wish.
Alltel.
Whatever's needed, dog. Get a plan, son. That shit that they got, I don't even know what that shit is. I never even heard of that shit, so I know that's some exclusive whack shit down there.
Yeah, unlimited minutes, unlimited text. Pictures, ringtones, all that shit. $50.
All that, you might as well get a gold phone or whatever.
The little prepaid joint.
Yeah, for all that shit. I would have got a boost and been happy with it, nigga.
Oh, GQ, I ain't tell you, dog. Shit. Nigga, I might be going to National Guard soon.
That nigga done took another phone call or some shit.
Nah, that nigga's taking the shit. He got us on the mute and shit.
Like a sucker, nah. He don't got us muted. He's just doing some sucker shit.
Word. Yeah, though, so I might do this National Guard shit, man. They gonna pay for school and everything.
That's a good look.
6-3. Deje su mensaje.
God,
the hell was that? The niggas got Mexicans down there on the Yo, niggas got Mexicans on the on the voice. Oh man. Chudos los dias.
And chudos los dias.
Niggas got Mexicans on the automated shit. Oh man.
Yo, this nigga Fresh is always asking me to play something, right? And I never have it.
So am I. So I asked you for mad tracks. You ain't downloading.
Yeah, I gotta sit down and just download a bunch of shit and add, because it's a pain in the ass just adding this shit, dog. Like, I got this new CD that's out by DJ White Owl. I want to download that shit, and it's in. I'm over here looking for the list that I made from SD, and I can't fucking find that because my mom cleaned the area up. So I gotta. I mean, I think I still got the voicemail, so I'll just fucking do that shit. But this is going out to all the fuckboys. Fuckboy! I don't have a song that this nigga has, Fresh wanted, but it's the same nigga. It's the same nigga, and the shit is hot, so fuck it, let's go. No!
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Westside, bad boy killers.
You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, punky trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules.
Boy, murder off wax and kill, fuck you mean to get your cap spilled, you know.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your pump's getting finished. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you bitch made ass bad boy.
Yeah.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the Mac. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get spanked right.
No.
Accident murderer. I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat in attack when I'm serving ya. Drank and shank your whole style when I'm serving ya. I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in
front
of me. Power tucked in my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour. I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see. See Tupac, who shot me, but your punk's didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of
with your mouth open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in that?
Yo, SD is like the... SD is like the sound effect guy to whack music.
DJ Clue.
Every time I play something, I play it, and as soon as I hear this thing, I'll end the song just because, you know, I mean, that's my crew.
You know what's actually even more funny than that? You didn't even play the shit that I actually requested.
Can I just tell your rabbit ass that I said I don't have a song, but it's something similar, same person?
Nah, man, I didn't hear all that.
I remember hearing myself sing Out of Town Shooters.
Well, you know what? Fuck your couch.
Nah, man, you know, man, yeah, fuck that, man. I'm not doing that shit. It's my job.
What?
It ain't cocaine. It ain't a review board.
Listen,
take a hit.
Listen.
No.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. You know why?
Only God can judge.
When you can get on my level, man, come holler at me, dog. You need to never be on my level, dog. Come on, man.
Get on your level?
Come on, man. You know what? I even got some New York shit for you. The nigga ain't even in Dipset no more. Still banging shit.
Oh, no.
You know that nigga?
Nigga said, get on the
no phone. Longer. It's official. He's no longer a part of Dipset.
Who's
on
hell
real?
Oh,
yeah.
Feel like that for
niggas,
a
minute. Niggas, no part of that camp. Don't want nothing to do with him.
You'll be all right without him.
Yep. He ain't that great anyway.
Who was it?
Hal Rowe, you bitch ass nigga.
Oh, Hal Rowe? He's not part of Dipset?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Shows how much I really pay attention to music.
What hurt him is Max B not being there no more.
Yeah.
Who?
Max B not being there is what hurt him.
Whoa. Max B was in Dipset?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, wow. Nigga, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, though, I thought Max B was some new nigga.
How?
That's what I thought.
Dude. Hell to the no. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
Man, where the hell is this bitch at, dog?
She got my life.
Yeah, if you're talking about your mother, she's over here.
Nah, nigga. I'm talking about your mother and she's here.
What happened?
So I'm talking about your mother and she's here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she about to come burn one with her, nigga. She knows what's good. She knows what's best for her.
Oh, yeah? No doubt. That's what's up.
Your mom doesn't burn with me. She just rolls my blunt.
Word. Roll them blunts, shorty. Stop playing games. Just roll them blunts.
With no hands, I chopped them off. She rolls up with her nubs. Metro. This nigga got Metro. Metro's a pizza restaurant out here.
And the baby wouldn't
eat. Is it?
This nigga got a pizza delivery phone.
Oh.
Yeah, you hear her.
Do them dishes for with that ass, boy.
Word.
Do them dishes for with that ass. I told you, Papa's goes out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you see it, nigga. You see the... Wait, what is this?
Shit, man.
JJ the X-Man.
Fuck it, JJ.
We got 10 seconds before the show's over, but people, just all you got to do is just click back on and we're going to be on for another hour, 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's your boy GQ. Just hang up and call back. One. Yo, hang up and call back, y'all niggas.
One.